Hey, this is Michael at MMA Legal.
Good morning, mate. James. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jay. How are you?
Yeah, good, brother. Thank you. I've got a client online, Sharon Kyle. She's been allocated an APP number. When I'm looking on the old review, it says LOA incomplete, funding eligibility check, and then fee call rating below 70.
Yeah, so
when I click on when I click on the contracts and stuff and the documentation, it's signed LOA, signed fee clarity.
Have you got fee?
She's on the line.
Okay. I'll chat with her.
She's a great lady. She's brilliant. I'm just thinking, everything's there in place. Are we able to do something with it?
Yeah. Okay.
Is that all right, bud?
Yeah. Let me give you a sec.
Yeah, take your time. Take your time. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah. So.
Really nice lady she is.
Yeah. I don't know what he means about the LOA. Let me.
Neither do I. Chat with her. Yeah. Is that all right, mate?
Yeah. No
Cheers.
Problem.
I'll pop her through. Thanks, mate.
Thank you. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
This is Michael. How are you?
Hi there. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. You?
I'm okay. I'm just at work as usual, but I'm okay. I can talk.
Okay, perfect. So just to let you know, Sharon, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Mm-hmm.
As I said before, my name's Michael. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal.
Mm-hmm.
It's my role. Hi, thank you. It's my role to then go out and gather the evidence on your behalf to substantiate your claim, obviously to give you the best chance. So not only will I be writing to like social services and education authorities, I need to get to know you a little bit more and try and understand how, you know, the trauma you faced as a child has followed you and or haunted you, if you like, into your adulthood. Whether that be through the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. And what I'll do, Sharon, is I'll write to your GP, your NHS trusts, any sort of rehabilitation centres, and I'll gather all of that evidence so we can then submit that to the Scottish Redress as a whole picture of the trauma you faced as a child has had a lasting and profound effect on you as an adult. They have to obviously take that into consideration when they're deliberating on our case. So, is that okay? Okay. You still okay to talk about doing work?
Yes. The gentleman that I'm supporting is in his bedroom and I'm just in the house myself with him and he's in his bedroom.
Okay. At any point in the call, Sharon, if it gets too much, you just need to take a break, just let me know and we'll come back to it. It's at your pace, this, Sharon, that's whenever you're ready. Do you or have you ever suffered with depression or anxiety, Sharon?
Yes.
Okay. Is that both, is it?
It was all throughout my life. Panic attacks, things like that. Excuse me.
It's okay. Panic attacks. Okay. And is your GP fully aware of all this?
No.
Okay. So you've never had any sort of medication from the GP? Okay.
No, not for this, because I've barely spoke about it.
Oh, okay. Any medical assistance? Okay. Have you suffered with any sort of alcohol or substance issues, Sharon?
Years ago, and I'm going back like 20 odd years ago, I used to binge drink.
Okay. Again, but the GP would be unaware of...
I don't know, actually, to be honest, because I was in Glasgow then, and I've moved down to Girvan, so getting away back on my records, but I don't know what happens with the doctor's records and things.
Yeah, they should follow you over.
Mm-hmm.
What I'll do is I'll write to your GP anyway with your permission and
what's
in there. I've got a real tough one, Sharon, question, and again I apologise profusely in advance, but I wouldn't be doing my role representing you if I didn't ask. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Sharon?
No.
Okay.
I'm not that brave.
Yeah, thank you. think my heart always sinks when I have to answer that question.
Yeah, I'm not that brave.
Okay, the reason why I ask it is, you know, 90% of these times they end up in, or survivors end up in hospital, and then I have to write to the hospital, so.
Okay.
So what I'll do is, obviously, I'm looking just for, you know, fact-based evidence at the minute. So I'll write to your GP.
I don't really have anything to back up my evidence because I've never spoke about it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's totally fine. The likelihood is there's been multiple, if not, complaints about your care setting anyway.
There are a few people that I stayed in touch with for a while over the years, and then we just kind of, they moved on and I kind of never heard from them again. But
yeah. So the likelihood is that, you know, Scottish Redress have heard of what's happened there in Downcraig. And, you know, with your statement, and they have to take us seriously.
It was Rutherglen Social Services. That's where the child panel was, where the police and everything came and picked me up because I was dogging the school. The police came to an address in Cambuslang and picked me up with my dad in the lorry and the children's panel right there and then, says that I was going into the children's home. And I get took right up to the children's home.
Oh, okay. How do you spell Rutherglen?
The what, sorry?
How do you spell, you said it was at Rutherglen, the social services where?
Rutherglen.
R-U-T-H-E-R-G-L-E-N,
Rutherglen. And that's where the children's panel was. Did I get sick to that? And then I get straight away, I get took up to the home after that meeting.
Okay, can you answer that for me, please? Just 2 seconds.
What, sorry?
No, I was just talking to a colleague. My phone
right.
2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Sharon. So I'll write to the Rutherglen Social Services panel. What I'll then do is I'll write to your GP as well, Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
I'll gather that information. When I get the information from the social services, do you want me to share it with you?
Yeah.
Okay, give me 2 seconds.
I don't know if my doctor will be able to tell you, though.
That's okay. I can write to him, if not, or not. It's entirely up to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, just whatever you think best.
Yeah, just try. See what they give. What they give us.
Mm-hmm.
Need to share.
I've never really spoken about it to my doctor.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm looking for is the alcohol issue, should we say. If we can get, you know, any sort of evidence of that, then obviously that runs then or generally lends itself to, you know, your state of mind, your mental health.
Yeah.
You know, paints a picture, obviously, that you binge drank and because of what happened to you. All we can do is try.
Yeah.
Like you say, it's my role just to gather as much evidence as I can for you, just to give you the best chance. I get it. Okay.
It was Rutherglen Social Services and Rutherglen Children's Panel.
Yeah, got that, yeah.
And they made the decision, to take me straight up to the children's home.
Yeah. Can I take your GP details, please, Sharon?
It's Dr. Kenny Brooksbank.
Brooksbank. That one word, is it?
One word, yeah.
Brookbank Medical Centre.
It's in Girvan Community... what's it come under? Oh, God. just giving, because it's got the wee hospital attached to it as well. McMaster's and Brookbank Doctor's Surgery, Girvan.
Brookbank Doctor's Surgery, okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, that is his name. That's my doctor's name.
Yeah, Brookbank. Okay. We'll just...
Yeah.
We'll write to the doctors. That's a medical.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... how long have you been with that doctor for, Sharon?
5 years.
Okay, so that's 2-1, 2-0, 3-6. Okay. So when I get the information back from, you know, your social services, your time in care, I'll share that with you. We'll then go through that together, Sharon. Probably it's going to take me anywhere between 6 and 8 months' time. To get that information, we'll go through it together. See what information you get back from your doctor, and then we'll submit everything we've got to the Scottish Redress Panel. They will then obviously hopefully give us a panel date pretty quickly. That's where a panel of individuals will judge or adjudicate our case. It's all done behind closed doors, Sharon, so you know we don't need to be there, so that's great. And then hopefully we'll be able to get you obviously some recognition for what happened to you in care and some financial compensation.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay, Sharon?
Yeah, Michael.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me on that process?
See the people that I was in the home with at the time?
Yeah.
Is there any way that I could get in contact with them to see how they're doing, or can I leave my number
pass client details, obviously, we're a law firm and it's client confidentiality. I wouldn't even know where I would start with that, if I was to be honest. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Okay, so do you understand that process, Sharon?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. So just obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, Sharon, I just have to go back one step with you just to make sure you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available for you.
James explained it all,
I just need to run through on this this recorded call, and then this is the last time we'll go through it together. Just to let you know, Sharon, that you don't need a law firm to apply through to the Scottish Redress. You can actually do that yourself. That would obviously entail, if you so wish, is gathering your own evidence and submitting your own case. But
I couldn't really cope with that. Just the thought of getting back there again, just with the things that went on.
Okay. So that, obviously I need to make that clear for you. That is an option, but that's totally fine. The second option, or option two, is there are other law firms out there who will help you apply, Sharon, to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. The reason why they do that is they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the government legal fee scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. I can't legally go into, you know, them law firms' practices and what they do, or what they, more importantly, Sharon, what they don't do for clients. I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. We enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract. Where that means, if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a business and as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we can and give you the best possible chance.
I'm happy just to see you.
Thank you. Okay. Our fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of all VAT. What that means, Sharon, is no matter how much time and effort and work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 20%. It's actually slightly less, like 19.2%, including the VAT, but just obviously for ease of conversation, we say 20%. On the flip side to that, Sharon, the no fee bit of the contract, because you've been through such, you know, emotional hardship and, you know, mental health issues, and because of your foundation of being in care, we will never put you under any sort of financial strain if we're unsuccessful with this case. So what that means is if we are unsuccessful, we will never come looking for our fees from you. All our fees will be covered by our insurance policy. So we'll never put you under financial strain. Is that okay?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, do you understand those three options?
Yeah, I do.
Are you still happy for me to continue with your case, Sharon?
Yes, please.
Okay, perfect. So just to let you know, Sharon, from the date you signed any documentation with us, you have a 14-day cooling off period. What that means is up until day 14, you can rip up any agreements you have with us and walk away and obviously pursue the case on your own, in your own manner.
No, no.
If you're unaware of the 14-day, Sharon, I can restart that from today. Or alternatively, you have the right to waive the 14-day period and we can obviously get started on your case, but that's entirely up to you.
No, I'm just happy staying with you.
Okay, are you happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period, Sharon?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Sharon, is I'll write you with my contact details within the next 2 weeks. And I'll obviously go out and start gathering the evidence on your behalf. Once you have my contact details, or if you need me in the meantime, ring James. James will pop you through to me. If you need me in the meantime, ring James. You'll have my details within the next 2 weeks.
Thank you.
And then I'm always at the other end of a phone call for you. So if you need me for anything, just give me a ring.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll walk you through to the end now, Sharon. I'll gather all the information. I'll walk you through till this gets concluded.
Thank you, Michael.
Oh, no, thank you, Sharon. Thanks for being so brave and talking to me today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye now. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye. You too.